Value of Serenity and Flexibility. Thanks a lot for the encouraging report. You are wise in taking things a little easy. Just be as relaxed and confident as you can. Tensity of temperament in the upper stratum of mind becomes tensity of tissue in the lower stratum of body. Rigidity of thought reacts at once in rigidity of bodily function. Whereas flexibility of mentality, poise, and ease build a sure foundation for soundness of body and attractiveness of person. The old-time American Indian, astride his pony, symbolizes a life of composure and grace. Not a thought is tense, not a sinew drawn. Nothing interferes with free and unobstructed action. The simple rule that exuberant life is all leaves no room for a troubled or confused man. There is no such man in your establishment. On the contrary, right there is a giant in full swing, and you are the giant. Do not listen to the ailment when it tries to nag you. Talk back to it. Say, "You cannot speak to me. You have no voice, no intelligence, no existence. The presence in me of the Almighty as life abundant makes your presence and existence impossible. I will stay on the job. We are on the road to victory. In fact, the victory is ours right now." You are quite right in taking hold of your problem energetically and confidently. The condition must not be permitted to grow beyond belief into conviction. Now is the easiest time to put it to rout, and you are going to do it. True enough, all these symptoms are quite apart from you. They cannot appear in your realm, for really you are a spiritual man in the unobstructed realm of spirit, where nothing antagonistic to unruffled life can come. See the difficulty as something outside of you, indeed as something quite remote, and then talk to it and denounce it as having no intelligence or energy back of it. In this way, you can undermine it and cause it to topple over. And then take that other ground that not only is life everlastingly and uninterruptedly serene in the world at large, but that life is yours and is coursing throughout your being without interference or heaviness. You are nothing less than the functioning center of that life. Then take the further position that you are in the grasp of principle, and therefore that those forces which are trying to disturb you and occasion anything abnormal are powerless to accomplish their purpose. Look at them in that penetrating, masterful, understanding way which spells their extinction. Nothing can interfere with the important work you are carrying on. Nothing can in any way frustrate the divine purpose which is operating through you. You are chock full of animation and chock just as full of the intelligence which enables you to recognize the imperturbability of your existence.